Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi is continuing in Chapter 3 of Rosh Hashanah at Mishnah Dalet. Now remember, yesterday we introduced the concept of shofar. We talked about the shofar used in Rosh Hashanah. We brought an opinion that they use a straight shofar because you need to be yashar, upright, and direct in tefillah. We're going to see a differing opinion today. And we mentioned that trumpets were blown along with shofarot. That was Mishnah Gimel. Now Mishnah Dalet says, betaniot, on fast days. Now, we actually are going to have a Meseches Tainis, or Ta'anit, about fasting. And we will learn then, Bezrat Hashem, with the help of heaven, that when there was no rain, there were communal fast days. They would fast a Bahab, a Monday, a Thursday, and the following Monday. If that didn't work, they would fast seven fasts, and they would blow the shofar and the trumpet during these fasts to awaken people to tshuva, to repentance, to correct the spiritual problems that might be impacting the physical bounty of the rain. So, bataniot, on these fasts, b'shel zecharim kfufim, they would use the horns of male sheep that are curved. Again, to be curved is like to be bent and humbled. Upien mitzupe kesef, and the mouthpiece was coated in silver, we mentioned yesterday, not exactly where the blower puts his mouth, it would be a chatzitza, an interposition, something in the way, but next to it, shtei chatzotzot be'emtza, and they would have the two trumpets in the middle. Now the Mishnah explains how they would blow both the shofar and the trumpets together on the fast days, and it's sort of the mirror image of what we learned yesterday about how they would blow with the trumpets and shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah says, shofar mekatzer, the shofar blower would make his sounds shorter. The chatzotzrot, the trumpeters, marichot. They would blow their metal trumpets longer than the shofarot. Shemitzvat hayom b'chatzotzrot. Because the mitzvah on the fast day is actually to blow the chatzotzrot, the trumpets mentioned in the Torah that were blown when there was a communal issue where they had to summon the people together, or they had to get the people, all on the same page to engage in repentance and fasting to overturn a decree against the rainfall. Again, more about that when we get to Masechet Ta'anit. Let's go on to Mishnah Hey. Shava ha-yovel le-Rosh Hashanah le-Tkiyah le-Brochot. The Yovel is the 50th year after seven Shemitah cycles. There's a Yovel, a Jubilee year, as they call it in English. Jubilee, obviously based on Yovel. And on this 50th year, there's a mitzvah to blow the shofar in the Beit Din, and then all of Am Yisrael would blow the shofar to signify freedom, the return of the ancestral lands, the freedom of an Eved who had decided to stay on forever. It's not really forever, it's until the Yovel year. So Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah, as we said, it's the same for Tekiah, for blowing of the shofar, when they blow the shofar on the Yom Kippur of the Yovel year to signify freedom of the brachot, and they'd make the same brachot we're going to learn about in the fourth chapter. Rabbi Huda says, Barosh Hashanah, Tokin B'shel Zecharim. They would use the horn of a male goat, the bent horn, B'yovel B'shel Ya'elim. On Yovel, they would use the Ya'el horn, the wild goat, which is a straight horn. So Rabbi Yehuda here in Mishnah Hey, he disagrees with the anonymous opinion we saw in Mishnah Gimel that they use a straight horn on Rosh Hashanah. And if you go into Shul on Rosh Hashanah this year, then you'll see that we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. We use the bent horn again to signify humility in our efforts for repentance and return to Hashem. Yashar Koach and be well.